Anyway, guys, we are joined by Katie plus one, so little round of applause here. So I say hello, guys, how are we?
Hello.
Hi.
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, feeling good?
Yeah.
So we're going to jump straight into some questions, get to know you guys a little bit. So first off, how did you guys meet and when did you decide to go into music together?
We met, it was about 7 years ago now.
Probably.
Yeah, we're in a band together, a covers band, a local covers band called Co Jones.
Nice.
Just a sort of party band. Good time. We were doing that for a few years and then just sort of discovered that we like sort of similar music and things and decided to sort of start up a duo and
we ended up doing like big party songs all the time. We realised we liked so much more than that, so we thought we'd branch out and do a bit more of like a varied mix of stuff. So yeah, started as a duo and it's kind of snowballed.
Gone from there. Yeah. I mean, you go into that, as I said, you describe yourself in terms of your genres, you say you list things like soul, pop, country, Latin. That's a big sort of range of different genres. I mean, why is that? Is that purely because those are all the sort of music that you like,
we're really, really greedy.
Yeah. You can't pick one.
And we have
you?
No attention span.
You can't pick one.
Okay, that's the first one.
I'm going to see how many. I should say question one. Yes. Sorry, okay, I'm done.
We just love so many genres of music, and it can get a bit samey just doing one thing. So we just get like, oh, let's try this and let's try that. And yeah, I guess it probably is a bit. Yeah, it's a bit distracting, but I think it keeps things really varied.
No, absolutely.
Sure.
So if you had to take, like, for example, a few artists and bands from those select genres that have been major influences for you guys, what would be your top three, would you say?
Ooh, I don't know. Well, I like good old-fashioned songwriting, so obviously the Beatles, great. Squeeze is another
Squeeze,
big,
yeah, that's... I mean, I didn't even know who
me.
Squeeze were until I met one, and since then that's become, like, a
your
favourite
main Squeeze. Sorry,
you're
okay, I know. I'm never normally like this. I see the opportunity. I'm going to go for it. But no, definitely.
I really like songwriting, like legends, like Carole King. Mm-hmm. I think she's an absolute. Yeah, she's amazing. So yeah, we're both really into songwriting. So that's where it comes from.
Well, I mean, now would probably be a great time to actually hear some of that songwriting. Do you want to talk about the first song that you brought forward to us? A little bit about it, the background, the writing process, that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, this one's so we started as separate songwriters and came together as a duo. Mm-hmm. So our first album has got. Individual songs, but that we both perform on. So this is one of my songs that we both perform on. It's called Favourite Sight, and it's about an ex-boyfriend of mine who had terrible vision and never wore glasses. So it was pretty.
It was like a self-help kind of song.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It was kind of please sort yourself out. Go to Specsavers.
Without further ado, Katie plus one with Favourite Sight. Take it away, guys.
From afar, I guess the light was getting low. So how are you to know? Then you hit me with your big green beautiful, the best I've ever seen. I felt my heart pound, I hit you with the sound. But wait, I shouldn't too soon. Now you're squinting at me across the room with a look of pure confusion. Oh, but you haven't got your specs on. Oh, but love is blind, they say. Well, they made you that way. Please don't ever ride your bike at night in a fuzzy kind of way. We'll make it through each day. When it comes to seeing, you're my favorite sight. I promise I'll never lose you again. When we're running for the train, I got out of sight. Down. On the streets of Kennedy Town. Shut that in, baby. I think you're wonderful. Never had so much fun getting lost before. But we are miles away. You can't find your way back to the hotel on the very last day. And I'll never see a time when you remember to wear contact lenses to the cinema bar. Reading notes on the screen. But love is blind. Way. Please don't ever ride your bike at
you.
Have you thought about putting that forward as a Specsavers advert?
Oh, please help me. Yeah. Help me get it to Specsavers. That's my dream.
From Vibe 107.6 to Specsavers, if you're listening, we've got the perfect theme song for you guys. No, absolutely incredible, guys.
Oh, thank you.
You mentioned how... That was like something that you wrote yourself. Is that something that you guys do a lot? Is there a lot of you guys are in your own source space or in time being like, oh, I'm doing some songwriting, you come together, you're like, oh, I've got this,
yeah.
I've got that. How often do you reckon you come together to write like songs together?
We've done a couple of songs last year.
Yeah, in the last year we've really started to like come together because it's always a bit of a tricky one.
Is it a completely different like process?
Yeah, it totally is.
It's
always,
yeah,
I mean, I think it's a
thing.
Different process anyway, yeah. Individually, but then as a couple it can be different. But we found a nice little like... a little routine, and we've written some new stuff that we're really happy with. And actually, one of the next songs that we're going to play later is one of our new ones we actually wrote together. Mm-hmm. So it works all right.
When you tackle those sort of things, how do you often like lead by? Is it a case of like riffs, or is it lyrics, or what?
Well, with the next song in particular, it just started off with me coming up with some chords, mm-hmm. A sequence, and a bit of a melody, and then I recorded it and showed it to Kate, and then she sort of came and changed bits and pieces here and there.
It's pretty half and half.
Amazing.
Yeah, and as long as we can agree what the song's about. You've got to start there. That's usually a good starting place. What are we going to write about today?
Yes. So speaking of new music, you're releasing your debut album, Tom's Garden. I believe it's already you can get it online at the moment.
Yeah, you can get it online on our website.
But you'll be released. When's the actual sort of release of it?
We had the release already. No, that's all right. No worries. Yeah, we had the release, but... it's available at gigs. We have like proper copies of it, or you can buy it online. But obviously, you don't get the artwork. We like the physical thing.
So we got CDs are available for sale at
amazing
our gigs. Or
yes.
Contact
us. Interest, actually, do you find with this trend into music being more sort of like downloadable, that sort of thing? Do you find there is a detachment from them buying physical CDs, or is it mainly the way people get your music, is it mainly downloads? Is it from physical copies?
No, yeah, you're right. Ours is CDs, and it's always a bit weird.
That's
when
good,
like,
though. I
oh,
mean, in terms of like DVDs, I love having the physical thing.
It.
But like,
but at a gig, they're always like, "Oh, I don't have any change on me," because they're so used to like downloading stuff. But people, it's really sweet actually. People will make the effort to go and get some money out and come and buy the physical thing.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. In terms of the name, is there a story behind the name?
Oh yes. So we recorded the album at a studio just outside of Watford in Oxy called Broadfield Studios.
Okay.
And Tom Michener was the guy that runs the studio and co-produced the album as well. And basically, it's in the back garden. So
it's an old studio
in Tom's garden.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. The next event you guys are supporting is it's one of our events, I believe. It's the Casterbury Fireworks. Are you guys looking forward to it?
I absolutely can't wait. It's brilliant. We've actually done it before with Co Jones, and it's always been a brilliant night. It's just so good.
A little bit cold.
It's very cold, but just like it's like a sea of people. It's just fantastic. It's really, really good.
In terms of the music you're bringing, is it going to be new stuff? Is it going to be old stuff? Is it going to be like a mix of it all?
Definitely a mix. So there'll be a sort of half and half. We'll do some covers and we'll do original stuff. We'll do the stuff that's on the album, and we'll be doing a couple of new songs that we haven't recorded yet, but we plan to record shortly.
Well, people will have to definitely check that out then.
Yeah.
And I think then this leads on to, because we're about to, speaking of fireworks, as I think you know before, we are going to play a firework game in a second. I'll explain it after, but let's hear another song from you guys. You said this is from the new album, is it?
Well, it's going to be an EP, but we've not recorded it yet. So,
do you want to give a little background about this one?
So yeah, this is one of the ones we wrote as a songwriting partnership. So the two of us wrote it together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about... it's not a very nice subject. It's about fidelity, guys. It's not good, really.
Can I just say that your subject matter is on point for your songs? It's like, I've never heard, like, the need for glasses and infidelity
in one session.
What's the name of this one?
This one's called Backtrack.
Well, perfect. Without further ado, Katie Plus One with Backtrack.
Closer to you. Let's play pretend. Just make me feel good again. So let's backtrack. Hold back, we both know it's not the right thing to do. No matter how I try, it seems that I just can't get enough of you.
Absolutely incredible again. I would like to point out, just for the listeners as well, in terms of when the fireworks is on, because you guys will be there. The fireworks on the 4th of November, it's free at Casterbury Park, so don't miss out, because you'll be able to see Katie Plus One there, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be unmissable. So, I think we should move on to this firework game. So I'll explain the rules, I'll explain what we're doing. Seeing as, you know, it's a bit of a firework theme, I don't know if you've noticed yet. I will be listing off some fake firework names and some real ones. It's down to you guys to decide if they're fake or real. There's about sort of six or seven. Do you reckon we can do this?
I think we can.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Let's go for it.
So we're going to start off with one. Nuclear sunrise.
It's got to be.
Yeah, surely. Yes, right. Yes.
It's got to be.
Yeah?
It's a firework.
It's real. Okay, yes. That's 1 point already. Okay. Yorkshire Ripper.
No.
I don't think so.
No? Okay, well, that's two for two already. You know, you're doing better than I thought you were. Okay, American Intensity.
Oh. What do you reckon?
Is that a Donald Trump one, is it?
Trump firework.
Yeah.
Let's go for yes.
Yes? Okay, you guys are getting too good at this game. So it's three for three already.
Fire.
Okay, neighbour hater.
Oh.
Neighbour hater, yeah.
Yeah, you reckon?
I would like that.
That's quite a funny one.
That's a great one, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
And it's also a real one. So again, four for four.
Well done.
Right, what shall I go for? Vengeful Texan.
Vengeful Texan.
Nah, I'm not sold on that one.
No? That's actually a real one.
Is it?
Yeah, that's four out of five. Okay, you know, almost 100%. Disco Stick.
Disco Stick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a disco
yeah?
stick.
Yeah.
It's actually fake. We made that up.
Can we make one, guys?
Okay, Specsavers and the making of a disco stick. We're making this happen. And so let's start. Have one more. Apocalypse.
Apocalypse. Oh, I see. Okay.
What do you reckon?
Nah.
Yeah, no, I made that one up as well. I know, to be honest, five out of eight is pretty decent.
I think
and
you just smashed it.
Yes.
So to finish off with you guys, annoying we haven't got much time left, but to finish off with you two, do you want to tell us about where we can find you? Talk about your social medias. Where can we find Katie Plus One?
Yep, we've got Facebook, Katie Plus One.
Yeah, that's really good for letting you know when we're playing.
Yeah.
We do lots of posts on that. Instagram, which is Katie Plus One as well.
Yeah.
Twitter, yep.
So Katie_plus_one.
Then you can find us on YouTube. Just put it in. There's not many other acts.
Yeah.
Called Katie Plus One, yeah. I think. So, yeah, we've got a few videos up there.
We've got a website as well, yeah. Which is katieplusone.com.
Amazing.
Which you can also download the album.
Incredible.
Yeah, you can find us on Lemon Rock as well. We put a lot of stuff on there. We play a lot around Hertfordshire and North London. So that's where you can get us.
So you're here, there and everywhere. No, incredible. I do believe, Juan, you will be actually with us in hour two.
Oh, yes.
But for now, we will be departing with UK, but hopefully you've had fun.
It's been brilliant, thank you.
But please, after the fireworks, come back, talk to us, and we'll see how it all went. But until then, Katie Plus One.